Amen, Lord. Truly, that's the desire of everyone here, Lord. We desire that you take joy, Lord, in our worship tonight.
Toma gozo en nuestra adoración esta noche.
Lord, we desire so much, Father.
Lo deseamos, deseamos tanto, Padre.
That you be glorified with the words of our lips. In fact, Lord, we pray that the words from our lips are not at all ours, but yours. We pray, Lord, that you could so set aside our being and so inhabitate us, Father. Take control of these vessels, both speaker and hearer, for your glory, Lord, we pray.
Por tu gloria, Señor, oramos.
We ask this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el bendito nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Gracias.
Music department, you can be dismissed. Praise the Lord. Brother Steve and Sister Bethany, that was beautiful. Kids, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like rain too to me. Amen. Enjoyed that. That was such a blessing. Beautiful song that touched me. Amen. We're just so grateful to the Lord and the gifts that He's given to us.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for each one of you be here tonight.
Gracias a cada uno de los que están aquí en esta noche.
Praise the Lord. I hope everyone's feeling well.
Espero que todos se sientan
bien. By God's grace.
Por la gracia de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so thankful
y tan agradecido
to God tonight. And,
a Dios en esta noche.
If you would, please, if you grab your Bibles and if you stand to your feet, we'll turn right away to God's Word. 1 John chapter 2.
Primera de Juan 2.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15. We're going to read 15 through 17. It's a very familiar scripture to us all.
Una escritura muy familiar para todos.
Amen. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
No ames al mundo ni las cosas que están en el mundo. Si alguno ama al mundo, el amor del Padre no está en él.
It's a key verse here. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Porque todo lo que hay en el mundo, los deseos de la carne, los deseos de los ojos y la vanagloria de la vida, no proviene del Padre, sino del mundo.
And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Y el mundo pasa y sus deseos, pero el que hace la voluntad de Dios permanece para siempre.
And if you turn to Genesis 3:6 for me,
y si voltea Génesis 3 para mí.
Genesis 3,
Genesis 3,
verse 6.
3:6.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it's lust of the flesh, and I'm sorry.
Just two.
Yep. And that it was pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, pride of life. She took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 6.
You started on 2, right?
3:6. 3:6.
3:6. Y vio la mujer que el árbol era bueno para comer y que era agradable a los ojos y árbol codiciable para alcanzar la sabiduría, y tomó de su fruto y comió. Y dio también a su marido, el cual comió así como ella.
Yeah, amen. Did you see that, Brother Juan? Good for food, lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that in there, but
yeah.
I inserted that. Amen.
Deseo de carne.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just bow our hands if you would. Lord, would you please break to us the bread of life?
Señor, por favor, rompe el pan de vida.
Amen. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
So what we just learned from there is that Satan doesn't change his tactics, does he?
Miramos que aprendimos a través de esto que Dios, Satanás no cambia sus tácticas.
He hit with his best shot right out of the gate.
Todo el tiempo estuvo con su mejor disparo ahí.
Those things,
esas cosas,
the lust of the flesh,
el deseo de la carne,
the lust of the eyes,
el deseo de los ojos,
and the pride of life.
Y amen. El orgullo de la vida.
Amen. Amen. So what I want to do right now is I just want to lay a foundation.
Quiero poner un fundamento ahorita,
and I'm going to move kind of quickly because this is all familiar to you.
Un poquito rápido porque todo esto es familiar para con ustedes.
But for those that may have not have heard this
pero
before,
para aquellos que no han escuchado esto antes,
I'm going to go over this.
Voy a pasar
okay,
esto.
And just stay with me if you can.
Solo quédese conmigo, si puede.
I'm turning right now to Genesis 3:14, just
Genesis further
down in the same chapter that we were in.
En el mismo capítulo que nos encontramos.
And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Y Jehová dijo a la serpiente, por cuanto tú hiciste, maldita serás entre todas las bestias y entre todos los animales del campo. Sobre tu pecho andarás, y polvo comerás todos los días de tu vida.
Okay, here we see clearly
aquí miramos claramente
that Satan wasn't always on his belly.
Que Satanás no todo el tiempo estuvo en sus pechos.
Yeah. Brother Branham taught us
el hermano Branham nos enseñó
that he was so close like human
que él era tan cercano a lo humano
that their seeds could intermingle.
Que sus semillas podían unirse.
And Satan used
y Satanás usó
the serpent
a la serpiente.
And he interjected his seed
y inyectó su semilla
into the human race.
Hacia la, okay. Raza humana.
Genesis 3:15, let's continue.
3:15, Genesis.
Talking to the serpent, God talking to the serpent.
Dios hablándole a la serpiente.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
Y pondré enemistad entre ti y la mujer.
And between thy seed and her seed.
Entre tu simiente y la simiente suya.
It shall bruise thy head.
Esta te herirá en la cabeza.
And thou shalt bruise his heel.
En el calcañar.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can see clearly.
Podemos mirar claramente.
That this was not just
que esto no era tan solo
a spiritual thing between
una cosa espiritual entre
God and the devil,
Dios y el diablo,
or between
o entre
the woman's seed
la semilla de la mujer,
and serpent's seed,
y la semilla de la serpiente,
but it was also physical
pero también fue físico,
because Jesus was physical.
Porque Jesús
amen.
Era físico. Amen.
Amen. And Judas
y
was physical.
Era físico también.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Let's continue on.
Vamos a continuar.
From Genesis 4:1, we see Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Genesis
4:1. Y Adán conoció a su esposa y concibió y dio a luz a Cain.
And verse 2, and again she bare his brother Abel.
Y también dio a luz a su hermano Abel. Genesis 4:2.
And she again.
Y ella otra vez.
In my interlinear Greek Bible, by Green, it's a watosep. Watosep.
En la interlinear Biblia griega hebrea por Green, watosep.
It is translated. She continued.
Y es traducida. Ella
to bear. She continued to bear.
Ella continuó dando luz.
More plainly showing.
Más plenamente mostrando.
That.
Que
they were twins.
Ellos eran gemelos.
Those were twins.
Ellos, esos eran gemelos.
Cain and Abel were twins. Amen.
Eran gemelos. Amen.
Two fathers, one mother, twins.
Dos padres, una madre, gemelos.
Now, before you say that that is impossible,
ahora, antes de que usted diga que eso es imposible,
there's numerous examples that somebody could pull up.
Ejemplos numerosos que alguien puede sacar.
There was a paternity case in Arizona.
Hubo una tesis de paternidad en Arizona.
White parents.
Padres. Blancos.
Twins, one white, one black.
Gemelos, uno negro y uno blanco.
Turned into a divorce case. The father,
el caso se volvió un divorcio, el padre,
in his case, says, I will support my son,
en este caso, él dijo, yo voy a
not his.
A mi hijo, pero no el de la otra
and
persona.
Their husband and wife had relations in the morning.
Los esposos tuvieron relaciones
and
en
she
la
with the black man that afternoon.
Y entonces, en el atardecer, ella tuvo relaciones
produced con twins.
Con moreno y produció gemelos.
There was a French harlot.
Ahí había una prostituta
that had triplets.
Que tuvo triples.
One black, one white, and one oriental.
Uno blanco y uno asiático.
So it is very possible.
So es muy posible, entonces,
one mother,
que una madre,
two or more fathers.
Dos o más okay. padres.
¿Está All right.
bien? Correcto.
The Bible,
la Biblia,
says that Abel was the son of Adam.
Dice que Abel era el hijo de Adán.
Which later Eve bore Seth from the entire lineage of Adam came down through.
Mm-hmm. El cual hasta de Eva también dio a luz a Seth, del cual vino todo el linaje entero.
You won't find one place where Adam was the father of Cain.
Usted no va a encontrar ningún lugar donde Adán diga que era el padre de Caín.
1 John 3:12 says, Cain was of that wicked one.
Que Caín era del maligno.
Adam was not the wicked one.
Abel no era del maligno. Okay. ¿Está bien?
It goes on to say, Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
De borregos, y que Caín era un labrador de la tierra.
Genesis 4:17 continuing.
Génesis 4:16 continuando.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch.
Y ella concibió y dio a luz a Enoch.
Different Enoch than the one that was carried away, right?
De que nosotros siempre hablamos.
And he builded a city.
Y él edificó una ciudad.
And called the name of the city after the name of his son,
el número de la ciudad,
Enoch.
Con el hijo de su nombre, Enoch.
So we see the first city actually comes from the lineage of Cain.
Miramos que la primera ciudad sale de del oriente.
So civilization,
la civilización,
is in Cain's line. The first thing you see
está
about that.
En la linaje de Caín.
Okay.
Está
If
bien.
You read down,
si usted continúa y lee abajo,
verse 4:21 again, Cain's line.
4:21 la línea de Caín.
It says his brother's name was Jubal.
Dice que el nombre de su hermano era Jubal.
And he was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ.
Y que era el padre de todos los cuales se encargaban de la arpa y de los órganos.
So the first you see of entertainment, you know.
Lo primero que mira es entretenimiento, ¿lo ve?
And verse 22, and Zillah,
versículo 22, Zillah,
who also bare Tubal-Cain,
dio a luz a Tubal-Cain,
an instructor of every artificer of brass and iron,
y de cada artificio de latón y hierro,
and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naam.
Y la hermana de Tubal-Cain was Naama.
So we see scientific improvements.
Miramos improvisaciones científicas.
Advancements in civilization.
Avances en civilización.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And I'm not planning on getting into serpent seed here.
Planeando entrar a la simiente de la serpiente aquí.
There's so much to get into.
Hay tanto para entrar.
But I'm just trying to lay a foundation.
Estoy tratando de poner una fundación.
You know, and Brother Branham.
Y el hermano Branham.
He preached a sermon.
Él predicó el sermón.
Or he wanted to preach a sermon rather.
Él quería.
Trail of the serpent. Trail of the serpent.
Un mensaje, el rastro de la serpiente.
But for whatever reason,
pero por cualquiera razón,
God didn't permit him
Dios
to
no
preach
se lo permitió
it.
Que lo predicara.
But I believe anybody that's grounded in this message,
pero yo creo que cada persona aquí que tiene conocimiento del mensaje,
could read his notes and string it all together. Amen.
Las notas y ponerlas juntas.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to continue to follow this scenario and how it was coming down, and this is important.
Y esto es importante.
Because we understand Genesis.
Porque entendemos Génesis.
So our gene.
So gene
is the seed book.
Es el libro.
Everything that we see that's in this world originates first in the book of Genesis.
Que produjo y vino a través del libro de Génesis. Amen.
Genesis 6:5. We see, this is after that the sons of God saw the daughters of men were fair.
Después de que los hijos de Dios miraron a los hijos
There's something
de
to be seen in that, but I will leave it at this point.
Hay algo para
That's where
mirar.
The sons of, I will say this,
Voy a decir esto.
It's the lineage
es
of Seth, Adam's line,
de Seth, la
saw the daughters of men, that was Cain's line, was
a las
fair.
Hijas del hombre, los cuales eran las hijas de Caín.
So many places,
tantos lugares,
they are teaching how that angels took on flesh,
ángeles,
and those are the sons of God.
A tomar forma
Show me anywhere
hombre,
where it says that the angel
hijos de Dios.
Is a son no. of God. Right? You don't see that anywhere.
Usted no mira
okay?
eso en cualquier lugar.
Amen. But they're even starting to see it in
Pero,
Bible commentaries. It says more and more people are seeing
comentarios de Biblia, la gente está mirando.
Exactly what Brother Branham said.
Exactamente lo que el hermano Branham dijo.
That the sons of God,
los hijos de Dios,
was Seth's line.
Eran la línea de Seth.
The son of men,
los hijos del
children
hombre,
of men were eran, daughters of men were Cain's line.
La línea de Caín.
Let's drop down to the fifth verse of chapter 6.
Versículo 5
Amen.
Del capítulo 6, Génesis 6.
It says this.
Dice así.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually.
Y vio Jehová que la maldad de los hombres era mucha en la tierra, y que todo el signo de los pensamientos del corazón de ellos era de continuo solamente el mal.
And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Verse 11.
Y se corrompió la tierra delante de Dios, y estaba en la tierra llena de violencia.
And verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
Y miró Dios la tierra, y aquí que estaba corrompida, porque toda carne había corrompido su camino sobre la tierra.
Verse 13, and God said unto Noah,
dijo pues Dios a Noé,
the end of all flesh has come before me,
he decidido el fin de todo ser,
for the earth is filled with violence through them,
que la tierra está llena de violencia,
and behold, I will destroy them from the with the earth.
Y aquí que yo los destruiré con la tierra.
Make thee an ark of gopher wood.
Hazme un arca de madera de gopher.
Room shalt thou make in the ark.
Aposentos en el arca.
And shall pitch it within and without with pitch.
Y la calefaterías con hebrea por dentro y por fuera.
Okay, let's turn to forward to chapter 7, verse 5.
Vamos a voltear al capítulo 7, versículo 5.
And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him.
Hizo Noé conforme a todo lo que le mandó Jehová.
And Noah was 600 years old when the floods of the water was upon the earth.
Era Noé de 600 años cuando el diluvio de las aguas.
And Noah went in and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Verse 7.
Y por causa de las aguas del diluvio entró Noé al arca con él y sus hijos y su mujer y las mujeres de sus hijos.
Let's drop down to verse 10.
Ahora vamos a bajar al versículo 10.
And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth.
Y sucedió que el séptimo día de las aguas del diluvio vinieron sobre la tierra.
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month,
el año 600 de la vida de Noé, en el mes segundo,
the 17th day of the month,
a los 17 días del mes,
the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up.
Aquel día fueron rotas todas las fuentes del
and the windows of heaven were opened.
Las cataratas de los cielos fueron abiertas.
And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
Y hubo lluvia sobre la tierra 40 días y 40 noches.
Okay, so not just the rain that came down.
No tan solo que cayó la lluvia.
But the fountains from beneath also broke up.
También
right?
Las fuentes de abajo se rompieron.
Just a huge deluge.
Cataratas.
Of water
una gran
covering
agua,
the entire earth.
Cubriendo la tierra
Amen.
Entera. Amen.
Verse 19, let's drop down there.
Vamos a bajar ahí.
And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth.
Y las aguas subieron sobre mucho sobre la tierra.
And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered.
Y todos los montes altos que había debajo de todos los cielos fueron cubiertos.
Okay, the end result of this, verse 22.
El resultado de todo esto fue el versículo 22.
All in whose nostrils was the breath of life.
Todo lo que tenía aliento de espíritu de vida en sus narices.
Of all that was in the dry land
todo
died.
Todo lo que había en la tierra murió.
Verse 23, and every living substance was destroyed which is upon the face of the ground.
Y así fue destruido todo ser que vivía sobre la faz de la tierra.
Both man and cattle.
Desde el hombre hasta la bestia.
And the creeping things.
Y los reptiles.
And the fowls of the heaven.
Y las aves del cielo.
And they were destroyed from the earth.
Fueron raídos de la tierra.
And Noah only remained alive.
Solamente Noé.
And they that were with him in the ark.
Que con él estaban en el arca.
Let's drop down to verse chapter 8, verse 1.
Vamos a bajar al capítulo 8, versículo 1.
And God remembered Noah and every living thing.
Y se acordó Dios de Noé y de todos los animales.
And all the cattle that was with him in the ark.
Y de todas las bestias que estaban con él en el arca.
And God made a wind to pass over the earth and waters assuaged.
E hizo pasar Dios un viento sobre la tierra y se disminuyeron las aguas.
Verse 18.
Versículo 28.
And Noah went forth and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him.
Entonces salió Noé y sus hijos, su mujer y las mujeres de sus hijos con él.
And every creeping thing and every fowl and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark.
Todos los animales, todo reptil, toda ave, todo lo que se mueve sobre la tierra según sus especies salieron del arca.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So what is this?
So ¿qué es esto?
God created everything.
Dios creó todo.
He had his creation right there.
Tenía su creación ahí.
He put Adam and Eve right there.
Puso a Adam y a Eva ahí.
And Satan was right there to foil
estaba ahí
God's plan.
Para frustrar el plan de Dios.
So in the process of doing that,
en el proceso de haciendo eso,
that God had to wipe out the entire earth.
Dios tuvo que desaparecer.
So good was Satan's job. So good was Satan's job.
Tan bueno el trabajo de Satanás.
But even before God made the earth,
pero aún antes de que Dios hiciera la tierra,
he knew,
él sabía
what Satan was going to do.
Lo que Satanás iba a hacer.
And he had that man Noah,
y él tenía ese hombre Noé,
who was perfect in all his generations.
Quien era perfecta entre en todas las generaciones.
He was pure son of God, if
era
you would.
Un hijo puro de Dios, si usted pudiera
considerarlo. And he and his wife,
y él y su esposa,
with their three sons,
con sus tres hijos,
and their three wives,
y sus tres esposas,
went into the ark,
entraron al arca,
through the flood,
a través del diluvio,
and came out on the other side of the flood.
Y salieron al otro lado del diluvio.
What about serpent seed?
¿Qué acerca de la simiente de la serpiente?
What happened to serpent seed?
¿Qué le pasó a la simiente de la serpiente?
Didn't they all get wiped out with the flood?
¿No todos fueron acabados en el diluvio?
And that's a great question.
Y esa es una gran pregunta.
They had to come over.
Ellos tenían que venir.
At least through the wives of one of the sons.
A través de las esposas de uno de los hijos.
Otherwise, there'd have been no enmity.
De otra manera no hubiera habido enemistad
between Jesus
entre Jesús
and the seed of the serpent.
Y la semilla de la serpiente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So they were told to be fruitful and to multiply the earth.
Y multiplicaran la tierra.
All right.
¿Está bien?
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
I want to say one little thing here.
Quiero decir una pequeña cosa aquí.
So now we know there's not such thing as a pure son of God.
Ahora sabemos que no hay una tal cosa como un
all right, there's no such thing as that. Everything is all mixed together.
Mezclado juntamente.
But there is such a thing.
Pero ahí hay tal cosa.
Is a pure son of God.
Como un hijo puro de Dios.
In spiritual seed form.
En una forma espiritual.
John said,
Juan dice,
you do not sin.
Tú no pecaste.
Because his seed remaineth in you.
Porque su semilla permanece en ti.
You've got a predestinated seed inside of you.
Tú tienes una semilla predestinada dentro de ti.
God's children had that predestinated seed inside of them.
Esta semilla predestinada.
That was ordained to be quickened
para ser vivificada
when the word of God was flashed across
Dios
their path in their day and their hour.
Su camino con ella.
And they see God's light.
Y miraron la luz de Dios.
And they come in.
Y ellos vinieron.
And they worship there.
Y adoraron ahí.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Amen. John, Jesus said in Luke 16:8.
16:8,
that the children of this world
los hijos de este mundo
are in this generation wiser
están en esta generación
than the children of
los hijos de luz.
Light. Okay?
Yeah.
So we see from the very beginning, as we were pointing out,
al principio, como hemos estado señalando,
that it was Cain's line
que era la línea
that gravitated
Caín,
towards building cities,
se movieron hacia ciudades grandes,
doing improvements,
haciendo mejoras,
grabbing a hold of the scientific,
y agarrando right? lo científico,
and,
deseándolo.
And they don't see it for the glory of God.
Ellos no lo miraron por la gloria
amen?
De Dios.
Like a lot of scientists
como
did.
Muchos científicos lo hicieron.
We had some real godly scientists.
Muchos científicos piadosos.
Newton, for instance, where we get the law of gravitation.
Por ejemplo, la ley de gravitación con Newton.
Amen.
Amen.
He studied
Él estudió
nature,
la naturaleza,
because he wanted to know God more.
Porque él quería conocer a Dios
because
más.
He knew that the handy, it was the handiworks of God.
Que las manos adiestras de Dios.
In studying creation,
y estudiando creación,
he would learn more of his nature.
Él aprendería más de su naturaleza.
And he found more of his laws.
Y
isn't that wonderful?
Más de sus leyes, ¿no es eso maravilloso?
In fact, you couldn't have science at all.
De hecho, no podría usted tener ciencia.
Unless there had to be some order to it.
Entonces, al menos hubiera un orden.
There had to be something about it that you could study.
Tenía que haber algo de acerca de ello para que usted.
That you could join from one end to the other.
Porque usted pueda ir.
In order to make sense of it.
Para hacer sentido de ello.
If it was just random and chance and everything.
Porque ya por suerte o cualquier otra cosa.
There's no way that you could ever have any science to it.
No hay manera que usted pudiera tener una ciencia.
The reason why there is science.
La razón por la cual existe
true
la ciencia.
Science, true knowledge.
Una verdadera ciencia, un verdadero conocimiento.
It's because there's order to it.
Es porque ahí hay orden en
and we
ello.
Serve a God of order.
Porque servimos a un Dios de orden.
But the serpents,
pero la serpiente,
enlightenment into his children,
en la,
I say the serpent, Satan,
la luz hacia sus hijos,
right?
Estamos hablando de la serpiente.
They took these things,
tomó estas cosas,
and here God made this beautiful world.
Y Dios hizo aquí este mundo maravilloso.
He had just redone it
él
by destroying with the flood.
Una vez más, a través de la destrucción del
and now
del
we
diluvio.
See,
y ahora miramos.
The devil's children, if you would.
Los hijos del diablo,
building all these different systems.
Todos
building them up in place.
Diferente, edificándolos en diferentes lugares.
Growing in the wealth of this world, if you would.
Creciendo hacia la riqueza de este mundo, si usted lo pudiera entender así.
God did have a system.
Dios tuvo un sistema.
Through the Jews.
A través de los judíos.
He had set up a society, if you would.
Una sociedad, si usted
based upon his laws.
Basado en sus leyes.
He wanted them to be a city on a hill.
Ellos querían que fuera una ciudad en la colina.
To show the rest of the world.
Para mostrar al resto del mundo.
Of what peace.
Hacer
they can have.
Qué paz ellos pueden tener.
If they served him.
Si ellos les sirvieran.
Of how their crops can be blessed.
Todas
if they served him.
Bendecidas si les sirvieran.
About their cattle and their sheep
sobre su ganado y sus
and all their herds
y en todos sus ganancias
and how blessed they would be
y cómo tan bendecidos ellos serían
if they followed
si ellos siguieran
Jehovah.
A Jehová.
Amen.
Amen.
But they would not.
Pero ellos no lo harían.
They looked at the Gentiles
miraron a los gentiles
again enticed by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh,
el deseo de los ojos, el deseo de la carne,
the pride of life.
El orgullo de la vida.
They didn't want to be separate.
No querían ser separados.
They didn't want to have the distinction of being
no querían
different.
Ser, la distinción de ser diferente.
They wanted to be like the world.
Querían ser como el mundo.
And instead of patting themselves after God,
de parecerse
in God's word,
Dios, y
they pattern themselves
se hicieron ellos mismos
after their neighbors.
Según sus vecinos.
And the very things that God was judging their neighbors for,
juzgando a sus vecinos,
they brought the judgment of God upon themselves.
Le hicieron el juicio de Dios sobre ellos mismos.
So again, God had to come
una vez más, Dios tuvo que venir
and take that which he established.
Y tomar eso lo cual él estableció.
And he had to break it apart.
Y tuvo que romperlo.
And to take the Jews and to scatter them throughout all of the Gentiles.
Y esparcirlos entre amen. Todos los gentiles. Amen.
Amen. We see amen. That happen.
Miramos que esta
Satan
posición.
Is always at work.
Satanás todo el tiempo
undermining and thwarting God's plans. Amen.
Haciendo de menos y frustrando el plan de Dios.
But again.
Pero una vez más.
When his people would humble themselves and they would repent, he would gather them again.
Ellos los uniría una vez más.
But they would forget.
Pero ellos olvidaban.
And again he'd have to scatter them,
y una
right?
Vez más, él tenía que dispersarlos.
Showing that there is no soundness
in our flesh. Sanidad en
we can't carne. In ourselves approach unto God. We can't in ourselves
no podemos en nosotros mismos acercarnos a Dios
be acceptable
o ser aceptable
to God.
A Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
God had to come
Dios
himself
venir él mismo
in the flesh of Jesus
en la carne de Jesús
to bring his children back to himself
para traer a sus hijos de regreso a él mismo.
Amen.
Amen.
So here God was.
Aquí estaba Dios.
Demonstrating himself.
Mostrándose él mismo.
Through Jesus Christ.
A través de Jesucristo.
Jesus said, "The works that I do."
Jesucristo dijo las palabras.
It's not me that doeth the works, but the Father which dwells in me. He is that does the works.
Él es el que hace
Amen.
Las obras. Él es el que hace las obras.
And so when Jesus started his ministry.
Cuando Jesús empezó su ministerio.
And you can read that in Mark 1:14.
Usted puede leer eso en Marcos 1:14.
This is after he was tempted of the devil.
Eso fue después de que fue tentado por el diablo.
It says, "Now after that, John was put in prison."
Ahora, después de que Juan fue puesto en prisión,
Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Jesús vino a Galilea predicando el evangelio del reino de Dios.
And saying, "The time is fulfilled."
Y sí, diciendo, el tiempo se ha cumplido.
"And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye."
Y el reino de Dios está a la mano. Repente.
"And believe the gospel."
Y cree el evangelio.
Isn't that wonderful?
¿No es eso maravilloso?
God himself coming
Dios
down
mismo,
to earth.
Bajando a la tierra.
Proclaiming the good news.
Proclamando las buenas nuevas.
And in Zebulun and so forth. They saw a great light.
Miraron una gran luz.
Jesus Christ himself.
Jesús, sí mismo.
God speaking through those
Dios
lips.
Amen. Labios, amen.
Telling forth the precious word, his words.
Las preciosas gemas de su palabra.
Where never a man spake like this man. Amen.
Nunca hubo un hombre que hablara así como este hombre.
You know, the kingdom of God
is
mentioned 70 times in the New Testament.
That's
something. It's a central theme of the New
Testament.
And the kingdom of God stands in contrast to the kingdoms of this world. I want that to sink in.
Yo quiero que eso penetre.
The kingdom of God stands in contrast to the kingdoms of this world. Amen. And Satan, through his maneuverings,
a través de sus
right?
maniobras,
his building and scheming and adding on, kids like a huge Minecraft game, building different things here and there, building his fortifications, his strategies and his political alignments.
Estos alineamientos políticos.
And it's all about control.
Y todo es acerca de control.
Don't let it kid you.
No deje que
everything
no
that Satan does
todo
is to bring
es para
those under him
traer aquellos bajo de él.
Under control.
Bajo control.
And he will control to the utmost if he can.
Yo controlaría aún allá arriba si pudiera.
Only God isn't letting him.
Solo Dios está sobre de él.
You see, ¿ve? Though Satan has got his dominion,
Satanás tiene su dominio.
God is still over Satan.
Dios está right? aún sobre Satanás, correcto.
In other words, Satan can't do one thing.
En otras palabras, Satanás no puede hacer ni una cosa.
To a child of God.
A un hijo de Dios.
Without getting permission first.
Sin recibir permiso primero.
As in Job, he had to go before and ask God permission
Dios,
to touch Job, right?
Aprobación para tocar
Amen.
A Job.
Amen.
Correcto.
So Satan is over all the kingdoms of the world.
Satanás está sobre todos los reinos del mundo.
As he was showing Jesus all of this grandeur.
Y él estaba mostrando a Jesús toda esa grandeza.
He said, "Just bow down and worship me."
No, solo inclínate y adórame.
"And this which I am over, I will give it to you."
Lo cual yo domino, te lo daré a ti.
Jesus didn't disagree with his assessment.
Y
right?
Jesús no estuvo en desacuerdo con lo que él dijo.
Satan is over all of that.
Satanás está sobre todo eso.
But he'd have to bypass the cross.
Pero él tenía que pasar esto.
And Jesus knew.
Jesús sabía.
Those kingdoms.
Esos reinos.
Will eventually be his.
Eventualmente serían de él.
All the ones that Satan has taken.
Todos los que Satanás ha tomado.
He'll again, everything,
una vez más,
everything
cosa,
that Satan
todo.
Took, Jesus was going to take right back from him,
Jesús
step by step, brick by brick, block by block. Amen.
Tabique sobre tabique.
He wasn't going to lose one.
Él no iba a perder ni uno.
Not one child.
No, ningún hijo.
Not one hoof.
Ninguno de ellos.
He was going to stick it to the devil.
Él se la iba a
Amen.
Meter al diablo.
No, I won't
no,
do it.
Yo no lo haré, le dijo.
Satan tempted him.
Satanás lo tentó a él.
And found out.
Y se dio cuenta.
There was more than a man.
Que ahí había más
that was there.
Un hombre que estaba ahí.
Amen. He couldn't budge Jesus one iota.
No podía engañar a Jesús.
Jesus came to restore the kingdom.
Jesús vino a restaurar el reino.
Back to earth. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that the good news?
Amen. That
is absolutely fantastic.
Fantástico.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad for that.
Soy contento por eso.
You see there too, in the prayer, he said, Thy will be done on earth
tu voluntad sea hecha
as it is in heaven.
Como es en el cielo.
You see, when you get a beachhead, right?
When
all the Allies were allied and Germany had taken over all of Europe, Germany had total run the whole thing.
Y Alemania tomó toda la cosa.
In order for the Allies to get in,
los aliados pudieran entrar,
and to take it back,
y tomarla de regreso,
they had to get a beachhead first.
Tenían que agarrar a un obispo primero.
They had to land their craft right there on
tenían
the beach
que poner ahí
and unload. Unload the armies, right? And their tanks and their weapons.
Ejércitos y todas las armas y
and
todo
to bring
eso.
It back to the Germans.
Y para traerlo de regreso a los alemanes.
And to claim back all of Europe.
Y reclamar toda Europa.
For those people that lived there, including the Germans, by the way.
Para esa gente que vivía including ahí, incluyendo los alemanes.
The Germans.
Incluyendo
amen?
Los alemanes. Amen.
When Jesus was born in a manger.
Cuando Jesús nació en un pesebre.
That was God's beachhead. Isn't that glory?
Ese era el obispo.
Isn't that glorious?
¿No es eso maravilloso?
Amen. Amen. Born in a stable.
Nacido en un establo.
The Bible says, "Do not despise small
dice,
things."
No desprecies las pequeñas
small
cosas.
Small beginnings.
Pequeños empiezos.
What is little in our eyes?
Lo
amen.
Que es pequeño en nuestros ojos. Amen.
Is great in God's eyes.
En los ojos de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
He's here to restore the kingdom to this earth. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
In Luke.
Y Lucas.
17:20. He was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. He answered and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Y cuando lo fue demandado por los judíos, ¿cuándo el reino de Dios vendrá? Él les contestó y dijo, el reino de Dios viene sin observación.
You know, isn't that something?
¿No es eso algo?
And I can just see Satan
y puedo mirar tiptoeing. A Satanás.
He's on a little mission to
dando pequeños pasos.
Discovery.
En
I want to find something out here.
Descubrir. Yo quiero encontrar algo aquí, dice.
When is your kingdom coming?
Cuando tu reino
he's trying to find little clues of what more he could do to thwart it.
¿Qué él puede hacer para poder impedirlo?
But Jesus said,
pero Jesús dijo,
the kingdom of God comes without observation.
El reino de Dios viene sin observación.
Isn't that glorious?
¿No es eso glorioso?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 11:20 said this. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you.
El reino de Dios está sobre de ti.
The Creator.
El Creador.
All the Godhead was in Jesus.
Todo lo que Dios tenía estaba
bodily.
En Jesús.
There was no devil
encarnado.
That could stand before him at
no
all.
Había duda que él se podía parar de
and he said, if I would just but the finger of God cast out a devil,
si tan solo lo apunto con un dedo, puedo
you know that the kingdom of God
los diablos,
is with you.
El reino de Amen. Dios está sobre de ti.
Amen.
Dentro de ti.
And God is with us.
Y Dios está con nosotros.
Does it not say in Mark 16:9
en Marcos 16,
that these signs shall follow them that believe?
A los, aquellos que creen.
God's power
el Dios de poder
is with us.
El poder de Dios
Amen.
Está con nosotros.
Sometimes we don't recognize it is because
no lo reconocemos
we don't exercise. You need to exercise
porque no lo ejercitamos. Necesitamos ejercitar
faith.
Fe.
They, by reason of use, Those that are of full age, right, by reason of use, have their senses exercised therein. And we discern when to use it and when not. Between what is good
entre lo que es bueno,
and what is bad, what is
lo
right,
que es malo, lo que es correcto,
and what is wrong.
Y lo que está incorrecto.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Amen. Praise God. Satan is whipped. He's whooped. Totally defeated.
Satanás está
vencido. And we sit on the glorious thing, brothers and sisters.
Nos sentamos en las
all through
cosas,
the
hermanos,
ages, this battle, this clash has been going on between God's people
entre la gente
and Satan using his various men and means and so forth to try to squash
lo que él trata
the life of God. And every time he tried to squish it,
y cada vez que trata de aplastarlo,
more would shoot up. Amen?
Más,
more would multiply.
Más se multiplicará.
Right?
Correcto?
Amen.
Amen.
And that's one thing that is just amazing to me.
Y es una cosa que es tremenda para mí.
When they tried to persecute
cuando ellos tratan de perseguir
the church.
A la iglesia.
Now, the only way that they could persecute the church, honestly,
la única manera que ellos pueden perseguir a la iglesia honestamente,
take this away from them.
Quítenle esto a ellos.
Take this, take the word of God,
tomen la palabra de Dios,
which is the sword of the Spirit,
el cual es la espada del Espíritu.
Take that away from them.
Quítenle esto a ellos.
That's the first thing the enemy tries to do. He tries to disarm
la primera cosa que
those that he wants to take over.
Aquellos,
right?
Sobre aquellos los cuales él trata de
his
controlar.
Tactic never quits.
Esto nunca para.
Doesn't stop.
Nunca
his
para.
Tactic is the same. Doesn't change.
Nunca para porque es lo mismo.
Try to make this a book that was forbidden to have. You couldn't have this
trata
book.
De hacer que esto de un libro que ha sido prohibido, que no.
But when God raised up men
cuando Dios levantó un hombre,
who did not consider their own lives dear,
los cuales right? consideran su propia vida,
and they were able to take the word of God
fueron capaces de tomar la palabra
and to give it back to the people,
y dársela de regreso a la gente,
they were effectively putting the sword of the Spirit
efectivamente estaban tomando
back into the hands of the believer,
la espada del
and then the Reformation took off.
Al creyente, y la
and the Catholic
regresó.
Church had no answer
y la
for it.
Católica no tenía
no answer
ello.
For it.
No respuesta para ello.
Until they found a way
hasta que encontraron una manera
to corrupt the Bible
para corrompir la Biblia
by another translation, a couple of translations.
Un par de traducciones más.
He doesn't change his tact.
No cambia okay? sus
tácticas. Tries to disarm you. Don't let
trata
the devil
no
hold this word dear. Don't let the devil take it from
no
you.
Que el diablo se la quite.
This is how you fight.
Esto es como usted pelea.
By prayer.
A través de oración.
Holding the sword of the Spirit, the word of God.
El espíritu, la espada del Espíritu.
And you send every devil in
y usted envía
flight.
Cada
amen.
Diablo fuera.
Brother Branham said, when the weakest saints of us gets down on his knees and prays, Satan trembles.
Satanás
think about
tiembla.
That. Satan trembles. Don't Satanás underestimate.
Tiembla.
I love that one, Brother Stephen, that you shared about that one missionary
Who
was out there. He was going into the woods so he was to pray. I'm not exactly sure.
Y él estaba orando.
And a couple individuals meant to do him harm
y un par de individuos trataban
at that particular time.
Dañarlo en ese tiempo particular.
They meant to kill him or you know, matarlo, to assault him.
O asaltarlo.
But they found he had 26 guards around him. Do you remember that?
Se dieron cuenta que
right?
tenía 26 guardianes alrededor
when that missionary went back home to his home church,
y el misionero fue de regreso a su iglesia,
he stood up and he testified because afterwards they told him.
Because después de que les dijo,
they told him, we were going to jump you.
Porque ellos le dijeron, íbamos a atacarte.
But you had 26 armed guards around you.
Tenías 16 guardianes
right?
con armas alrededor de ti.
Right, 26 armed guards around you.
25 guardias armados.
So he was standing up there in front of the pulpit, much like this, testifying of that.
Él está ahí parado en el púlpito testificando acerca de esto.
And a brother jumped up. He says, "What time did that happen? What day was that?"
¿Qué día fue eso y a qué horas?
He says, "Because you came heavy on our hearts, and we quickly called together and we lifted you up in prayer."
Te sentimos esta pesadez de orar por ti en ese corazón en ese tiempo y esa hora.
Which were you? Did you please stand to your feet? Who they were?
¿Quiénes esos que se pararon en su pie?
And 26 individuals stood up.
Y 26 individuos se pararon ahí alrededor de él.
E.M. Bounds says that prayer is not the preparation of battle. It is the battle. It is the battle. Don't underestimate the importance of prayer.
Amen.
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 God is so good.
Dios es tan bueno.
Okay, I've got to wrap this up here.
Tengo que terminar con esto.
Revelation
11:15.
I'm going to do this real fast. I'm going to wrap it up in the next 7 minutes, and then we'll go right into devotions. Okay, Lord willing. So bear with me here.
So aguántenme.
Revelation 11:15. Okay. Praise God. He says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Y el ángel tocó la trompeta y hubo grandes voces en el cielo que decían, los reinos del mundo han venido a ser de nuestro Señor y de Jesucristo, y él reinará por los siglos de los siglos.
Did I say something?
¿Dije algo?
You guys are laughing.
Porque están riendo.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The kingdoms of this world are become kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Y los reinos del mundo han venido a ser
Isn't that Señor, wonderful?
Y de su Cristo, y él reinará por los siglos de los siglos.
No that, that's tremendous.
¿Qué es más tremendo?
Guess what? We win.
¿Saben qué?
Right?
Ganamos.
We win.
Ganamos.
Amen?
Amen.
Daniel 2:44 says this.
Daniel.
This is the culmination of what Jesus is doing. Okay, this is where it's going to. This is the end game. This is the final of the game plan here. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Okay, that's 2:44.
De estos reyes, el Dios del cielo levantará un reino que no será jamás destruido, ni será el reino dejado a otro pueblo. Desmenuzará y consumirá a todos estos reinos, pero él permanecerá para siempre.
So he will set up a kingdom. God will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Amen. I am so glad.
Estoy tan contento.
Praise God, praise God. Okay. This is really tough here, folks, to cut all of this out.
Amigos.
Amen. So what are we saying here?
¿Qué estamos diciendo aquí?
God is declaring, I'm going to start right there.
Dios está declarando.
God is, yeah. God is declaring his kingdom through his children. All that was in God, he poured into Christ. All that was in Christ, he poured into the church.
Okay.
We are in this world systems. Though we're in them, we are not of them. Amen. We are to shine the light of his kingdom. Amen. He didn't take us out of this world systems. Jesus didn't.
Sistema mundial, Jesús
right?
No lo hizo.
He wanted us right where we're at physically.
Nos quería exactamente donde estábamos, físicamente hablando.
Because he wanted to shine his light through us.
Porque él quería brillar su luz a través de nosotros.
Out to darkness.
Hacia la oscuridad, hacia las tinieblas.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Praise God. I'm so grateful for that.
Estoy tan agradecido por ello.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're called to do.
Eso es a lo que hemos sido llamados todos.
We're called.
Somos llamados.
This world is last chance, last gasp.
La última oportunidad de este mundo.
Jesus said there comes a time.
Jesús dijo que viene un tiempo.
When it'll be dark.
Que será tan oscuro.
And no man will be able to work.
Que no, ningún hombre podrá trabajar.
Keep in mind how it is.
Mantenga en mente cómo es.
How Satan is trying to trip people up.
Cómo Satanás está tratando de engañar a la
the
gente.
The lust of the flesh.
El deseo de la carne.
The lust of the eyes.
El deseo del ojo.
in the pride of life. Some kind of station somewhere, some title, some glamour, some popularity.
O alguna popularidad, o
anything.
Cualquier cosa.
To try and to
tratar,
to veer you off
para sacarlo del
of camino, what it is that God has called you to.
De lo que es, lo cual Dios le ha llamado a
because
hacer.
He's called you to be salt
porque él le llama,
and light.
Le ha llamado para que amen. Sal y vida.
Salt and
sal
light.
Luz.
There's something different about you.
Hay algo,
there's a distinctiveness about you.
Ahí hay algo acerca de ti.
That
una brillantez que
the predestinated seed will see you.
La
amen. And will
mirará.
Notice that there is something about you
that
will cause them to be thirsty.
Que va a causar que ellos
they will come to you and they'll say,
vendrán a usted y dirán,
there's something different about you.
Hay algo diferente acerca de ti.
What is it you have?
¿Qué es lo que tú tienes?
Tell me.
Dime.
About it. Amen.
Acerca
I'd love to testify something here, but I got to move on.
Tengo que continuar.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So now what? Amen.
Ahora qué? Amen.
It is time.
Es tiempo.
Let me just say this here real quick.
Déjeme
Jesus
esto.
Has conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Jesús
he wants us to grab the sword of the word in every circumstance
y es que
and fight.
La espada de la palabra y pelear cada circunstancia
he wants the
y
kingdom
pelear.
Of God to be more real
él quiere que el reino de
than
Dios
the kingdom of this world.
Que el reino de este mundo.
May that be true to us. May that our sight
que esa sea
be so open to that dimension right there. It's more real than anything that's going on around us.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. Saints, we are in an evil day, right? And having done all to stand. Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. So what now? Okay, it's communion time. Communion is checkup.
Comunión es como tiempo para un chequeo.
You know?
¿Sabe?
You know, we stand powerless.
Nos paramos sin poder.
If we have anything hidden in our lives,
si
we can't walk in the full power that God had intended for
no
us.
Podemos caminar en el poder total que Dios quiere que caminemos.
There was a meeting that Brother Branham had in New York.
Hubo una junta que el hermano
and
Branham
it just seemed like everything was hitting with a thud.
Y parece que todavía estaba escondido del
he was wondering what was wrong.
Él estaba preguntando qué está mal.
And the Lord told him.
Y el Señor le dijo.
He says, you tell those people.
Dice, dile a esa gente.
To go and to confess everything that they have ever done.
Que vayan y confiesen todo.
Everything
que
that they
hecho,
have ever done.
Hecho.
See, it's only under confession
que solo
that
sobre
Satan has got no hold on us. He's got nothing
no
else that he can accuse us of.
No tiene
because
nada
whenever
para
we have anything in our lives and we confess it,
vidas,
the Bible says that he'll take our transgressions and he'll throw it from us as far as the east is from the west. Isn't that wonderful? It says he'll take our transgressions.
Dice que tomará nuestras transgresiones.
He loves us so much he'll throw them into the depths of the sea.
Amen? Del mar. Amen.
So far will he remove his transgressions from us.
Amen.
Amen. And do we have anything in our hearts at all
si
between our spouses? Is there anything there that we need to forgive one another for?
El uno al otro.
Or do we have harbor anything in our hearts toward anybody?
Corazones, ahí flotando en contra de alguien.
You know, unforgiveness
sabe que el
leads
no perdón
to bitterness.
Lleva amargura.
And bitterness always corrodes the vessel that contains it.
Y, corrodes todo el tiempo corrompe donde se encuentra.
Right, so it does you great harm.
Lo daña grandemente.
To harbor, to nurse.
El nutrir.
Unforgiveness. Satan says, "Oh, it's such a good teddy bear. Just
no,
nurse
perdón.
That thing, you know. Just
no.
Hold it close. Doesn't it feel good? No, it doesn't.
Siéntelo, abrázalo. ¿Qué no se siente bien?
It turns into acid.
Se vuelve ácido.
Let go of it. Release it. Forgive.
Déjelo ir. Perdone.
In fact, Jesus said, "When you stand praying,
pero Jesús,
forgive."
Cuando usted se para orando,
you know, it's based on forgiveness.
Es
amen.
En perdón.
It's so important, so
tan
important.
Tan importante.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. I'm so glad that we are heirs
que somos herederos
to a kingdom that shall have no end.
A un reino que no tendrá fin.
Amen. If we would just stand to our feet, if we can, and just change order of the service, and if we can have my wife come, if we want to play a song here. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not." You know, don't grow weary. Amen. If you don't think anything has happened, just stand. As the Bible says, having done all, to stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's just bow our heads right now for you. Heavenly Father, Lord, there's just so much here. In that you're trying to show, trying to impart onto us, trying to show the position that we have in Christ. And Lord, we know, Father God, that there's nothing but only our unbelief to crimp that hose that you want to pour into our lives. So help us, Lord, to remove any crimp through forgiveness, Lord, through confession, oh God, just acknowledging every good thing in Christ Jesus.
Cada cosa en Cristo Jesús.
Father, we want your power to flow through us.
Queremos que tu poder fluya libre entre nosotros.
It's when we put every sin under the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Cada pecado bajo la sangre derramada de Jesucristo.
We open ourselves up to every promise.
Nos abrimos nosotros mismos hacia cada promesa.
And that's what we want, Lord. We want to receive your promises,
Señor,
oh God.
Queremos recibir.
Oh, God, have your way, I pray. Oh, Lord, even now, as your Spirit just moves amongst us, oh God. Oh, and every heart looking to themselves, Lord, we're getting ready to take the elements tonight. And Lord, we want to know, Father, we want to be sure in our own hearts, Lord, that there's nothing between us and you, that with a clear conscience, oh God, we can partake of these elements.
Para poder ser participantes de esto.
I pray, Father, that you help us.
Padre,
we pray collectively as a congregation, Lord, forgive us.
Colectivamente.
Forgive us, forgive us for being
perdóname.
So caught up in Satan's
ser tan atrapados
kingdom.
En el reino de Satanás.
That we're not tending to your kingdom, Lord, as we
no
ought
estamos
to.
Poniendo atención a tu reino, como deberíamos.
Paul exhorted Timothy, any soldier that warreth this warfare
que peleó esta batalla,
does not entangle himself with the affairs of this world.
No se enrede con los asuntos de este mundo.
Father, we believe that.
Creemos eso, Padre.
I pray, Lord,
oro, Señor,
that individually each one of us
individualmente, cada uno de nosotros,
can be tuned to that still small voice.
Entonado aún a esa pequeña voz.
That if there's something particular,
si hay algo particular
that you want
que tú quieres
us to do,
que nosotros hagamos,
that you would be able to speak to our hearts
que tú seas
and to tell us that which pleases you most.
Y que nos digas que te complace más.
Grant it, Lord.
Concédelo, Señor.
Glorify yourself in your people, Father, we pray.
Glorifícate tú mismo en tu gente, Padre.
Glorify yourself in your people.
Tú mismo en tu gente.
Amen. And with all every eye closed right now,
y con todos los ojos cerrados ahorita mismo,
if you got something you want to give to the Lord that you know has not been pleasing to him,
algo al Señor,
right now, with nobody looking, including
nadie,
me,
nadie mirando, usted mismo,
but just between you and God,
usted y Dios,
if you just want to lift up a hand, say, Lord,
solo quiere levantar una
Lord,
mano,
just
Señor,
take this from
eso,
me and forgive
Padre,
me, Father.
Perdóname, Padre.
Lord, just remove this
solo remueve esto,
as far as the east is from the west.
Tan lejos como es el este del oeste.
Lord, I want to forsake it. I don't want anything more to
quiero
do with it. Anything,
no
Lord, that hinders
tú,
me
nada más que tú, Señor,
from walking in the full power of the Holy
poder
Ghost
total del Espíritu Santo,
and having that true full communion, Lord, with you, that we can experience that. It says in your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore, the pleasures that don't bring any grief, unlike the pleasures of sin, which brings death. And there is no joy in those pleasures that are illicit pleasures. But the pleasures that you give, oh God, there's no sorrow with them. It's real, genuine pleasures. Amen. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Father God. Grant it. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, you may put your hands down. And Lord, amen. I just want to offer this too. Is there anybody that wants prayer for of anything that you want the congregation to pray over right now? Anything at all? Anything? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a fountain. Remember, is that? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel. 54. Amen. And sinners plunged Dying Lamb, read. Amen. Fourth verse.
Ere since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save.
A servers can come up.
When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies
glad for that.
Amen.
Praise God. You may be seated. As we, amen. Praise the Lord as we change the order of the service. Praise God. Amen. This is a wonderful ordinance that the Lord has for us. I'm so very grateful. I think they went from house to house breaking bread.
Creo que fueron casa a casa rompiendo el pan.
This is something that they entered in with all their heart.
Esto es algo para entrar con todo el corazón.
To think to be a Christian.
Ser un cristiano.
To be like Christ.
Ser como Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that your sins are forgiven.
Sabiendo que sus pecados son perdonados.
That you've been united once again to God.
Usted ha sido unido una vez más a Dios.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
A través de Jesucristo.
That is a tremendous, tremendous thing.
Es una cosa tremenda.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Okay, we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 11, chapter. We're going to pick it up there.
1 Corinthians 11,
verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you.
Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado.
That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he betrayed, took bread.
La noche que fue entregado, tomó pan.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
lo partió y dijo,
take, eat, this is my body,
comer, este es mi cuerpo,
which is broken for you,
que por vosotros es partido.
This do in remembrance of me.
Memoria de mí.
And after the same manner also,
así mismo tomó también
he took the cup,
la copa,
when the Lord had supped, saying,
después de haber cenado, diciendo,
this cup is the New Testament in my blood.
Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre.
This do ye,
hacer esto,
as oft as you drink it,
todas las veces que la bebes,
in remembrance of me.
En memoria de mí.
For as often as you eat this bread,
pues así, todas las veces que
and drink this cup,
copa,
you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Hasta que él venga.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread
de manera que cualquiera que
and drink
este pan,
this cup of the Lord
esta copa del
unworthily
indignamente,
shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
Del Señor.
Let us
por tanto,
Let a man examine himself.
Examínese cada uno a sí mismo.
And so let him eat of that bread
del pan,
and drink of that cup.
Beba de la copa.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Come y bebe para sí.
For this cause many are weak and sickly among you,
hay muchos enfermos y debilitados,
and many sleep.
Y muchos duermen.
For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged,
no seríamos juzgados.
But when we are judged,
haciendo juzgados,
we are chastened of the Lord,
somos castigados por el Señor,
that we should not be condemned
para que no seamos
with the world.
Condenados con el mundo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just take a moment, just a moment.
Vamos a tomar un momento,
amen.
Un momento.
Just again,
una vez más.
Consider yourselves.
Considerando nosotros mismos.
Brother Derek, would you say a blessing over the bread?
Heavenly Father, just as Paul said that he'd received something of you, may we tonight receive something of you, the eating of this bread. May you bless it to our bodies. More than that, may you bless it to us spiritually, that we could really understand what it is to partake of your body.
Yes, Lord.
And to enter into life eternal.
Amen.
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jesse?
Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks again for the fellowship, Lord, that we have in you. And
amen.
Lord, this opportunity once again just to worship you. Lord, we ask your blessing upon this wine. We're so thankful, Lord, for what it represents.
Yes, amen.
Lord, we're thankful for the communion that we've experienced, Lord. We're thankful for that blood applied to our hearts, Lord. There's no hope in any one of us. We recognize that tonight. We give you thanks. We thank you for our Lord, our Savior. We thank you for his sacrifice, Lord, for that blood that was shed. Just pray that you would be adored, that you would be sanctified in every heart, Lord, tonight as we worship. Again, asking your blessing upon this wine, this drink, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come as you feel led. Come in faith. Amen. Praise the Lord.